From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton. First tonight, we have a correction in a story that aired yesterday about Alaska Pacific University appointing Valerie Davidson as its president. We incorrectly stated her role with then-Governor Bill Walker's administration. She served as lieutenant governor from October 2018 until the end of his term. Legislation providing $2 trillion in relief for individuals and businesses hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic has been approved by the U.S. Senate. President Trump has repeatedly said the cruise industry is among the sectors he'd like to help. But as Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, there's a lot of pushback to that idea.
President Trump has been talking a lot this month about an economic stimulus package. He says it'll direct cash assistance to individuals and families, but
we also have a lot of money set aside for big businesses, you know, the big, powerful companies that were powerful 4 weeks ago, and today they're overextended. Look at the cruise line. That's a big, that's a tremendous business, a big business.
That's from a White House briefing last Sunday.
We can't let the cruise lines go out of business. I mean, that would be massive numbers of jobs for our country.
Cruise Lines International Association says cruise visitors help support more than 421,000 American jobs and contributes $53 billion to the U.S. economy. These figures include indirect economic benefits. And it's true, the loss of cruise visitors is hitting smaller operators hard. Colleen Stevens helps run a family-owned boat tour operation in Valdez. Most of its customers are people off of cruise ships.
You'd be hard to find an operator in Alaska that's not currently adapting schedules and figuring out plans to survive summer.
She's also president of the Passenger Vessel Association. The national trade group represents U.S.-flagged passenger ships. In Alaska, that's everything from private whale-watching tour boats to the Alaska Marine Highway System. The PVA recently penned a letter to the White House.
The message we wanted to put forward is to remember us. We are providing U.S. jobs. We are providing taxes into the U.S. economy and local economies. And as we feel the hit, which we are all feeling very drastically, we wanted the message to be there to remember your U.S. domestic operators.
A major union representing U.S. crew members is against any cruise bailout. Don Marcus is president of the Masters, Mates, and Pilots Union.
We've heard discussions about a cruise industry bailout, and it just, I can't tell you how inappropriate and outrageous it really is when you start thinking about it.
He says domestic U.S.-flagged vessel operators should be first in line for any federal assistance.
My concern is it would be an outrageous misappropriation of tax dollars to bail out international cruise ship companies that are U.S.-owned, that don't pay taxes, when you have ferries, marine transportation industry around the country that are going to be in a similar position.
Alaska's U.S. senators haven't said directly whether they'd support direct aid to the cruise lines, but the bill does establish a $500 billion fund for struggling industries. A taxpayer watchdog group says the big cruise lines like Carnival, Norwegian, and Royal Caribbean shouldn't be allowed to tap into this money. Steve Ellis is president of Taxpayers for Common Sense in Washington, D.C.
The cruise industry has been abusing the U.S. taxpayer for years, for decades, where they've basically used flags of convenience to avoid paying U.S. taxes, even though they're effectively U.S. companies.
He says COVID-19 took a lot of people by surprise. But the cruise industry has struggled with viruses and illnesses in the past, and so should have been better prepared for a pandemic. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
Capital Transit is asking Juneau residents to use buses strictly for essential travel during the COVID-19 outbreak. Engineering and Public Works Director Robert Barr says it's crucial that residents stay at home unless they absolutely must use the bus for things like grocery shopping, getting to work, or doctor's appointments. Barr says the city has made some changes to keep distance between passengers and the bus drivers.
One of the things that we're doing is all passengers on Capital Transit are boarding through our back doors. Those that can, anyway. We still have our front doors for those who need it for ADA reasons. But that change is intended to protect our drivers.
Capital Transit is also implementing new changes effective today. It's limiting bus capacity to 9 riders at a time, and it's adding additional buses to its busiest routes, 3 and 4. Those buses travel between downtown and the Mendenhall Valley. But Barr reiterates that riders should only use the bus if it's absolutely necessary.
Please, please, only ride the bus when you really need to ride the bus. Do your best to practice all those good hygiene practices, cough into your shoulder if you have to cough, don't touch your face, wash your hands, try not to touch surfaces unless you need to touch them.
Express routes 5 and 6, which go to UAS and Riverside Drive, are also canceled until further notice. Last week, Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration made an announcement that rocked the state's restaurant industry. Here's Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink.
All bars, breweries, restaurants, food, beverage kiosks, trucks, and other establishments of serving food or beverages within the state of Alaska should be closed to dine-in services.
The measure is part of the state's effort to increase social distancing and curb the spread of the coronavirus. But as Alaska Public Media's Abby Collins reports, some restaurants are keeping the doors open by adapting to this new normal. But the transition hasn't been easy.
It was almost like we opened a new business in like 2 days.
Robert DeLucia is one of the owners of Crush Bistro in downtown Anchorage. DeLucia had to lay off 18 people when his dining room closed, reducing his business to a staff of 10. And he says he had to get creative with the restaurant's offerings because to-go food has never been a part of their business model. Instead, the restaurant turned to take-and-bake. Customers can choose from a handful of different meals, but they're served cold with cooking instructions.
I feel a lot more comfortable putting this food out there that it's going to be hot and going to deliver the quality that we expect from Crush. I like the fact that I'm largely putting out food that people have to put into their ovens at 400 degrees, so there's a sanitation piece that I really like.
Right now, people have a lot of questions about what is safe and what is not, and how to practice social distancing while still supporting businesses. The Centers for Disease Control has issued guidance for restaurants that are remaining open. The CDC says there's currently no evidence of COVID-19 being transmitted through food or food packaging, but proper hygiene, sanitation, and social distancing are critical for restaurant employees. DeLucia notes that the restaurant business is well-positioned when it comes to food safety and cleanliness. They're already held to high standards. But he says his business is going a step further now, doing things like limiting the number of people in the kitchen at one time, and the staff monitors themselves for signs of illness before going to work.
We're minimizing the exposure that that the food has with multiple people. So best protect not only what we're sending out, but our staff as well.
Customers can also pay online and choose curbside delivery. Still, not all businesses impacted by the mandates have found success.
It's a mixed bag. Some businesses are seeing some pretty good response from customers, others not so much, and are pulling the plug.
That's Bill Popp, president and CEO of the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation.
This is affecting pretty much every line of business in Anchorage, and 90%, 95% negative.
He says businesses need help from the state and federal government, and that help needs to come quickly. Locally, Pop is co-chairing a business resiliency task force that he says is working to come up with immediate strategies. They're also advocating to the state and federal government. Pop says the restaurant industry in particular is a huge part of Anchorage's economy.
Very large employers, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of payroll in our $25 billion economy, or what was a $25 billion economy before this disaster.
The Small Business Administration is offering disaster assistance to Alaska businesses impacted by the pandemic. Businesses can apply for low-interest loans through the organization. DeLucia at Crush says this is not exactly a scenario he ever thought he'd have to deal with when he got into the restaurant business.
Never. I can honestly say never had I thought about this at all. And it's kind of maybe a bit naive on my part. But yeah, this has been unbelievably eye-opening.
But like others in Anchorage, DeLucia is adapting in order to keep the doors open. The current mandate is in place until April 1st. In Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.